next month, the Park City Library shelves will be vacated and the books will take up residence in the Miners Hospital and at the Marsack Building during the major renovation at the library over the next year. Moving the books is no small feat. They'll be moved over 10 days by 25 people and a half dozen moving trucks beginning May 12th. In addition to the Miners Hospital and City Hall, providing the temporary library, two half bays at the old fire station on Park Avenue, and the Friends of the Library will also provide storage. At its Thursday meeting, City Council approved the nearly $94,000 for the move. The rate is discounted for municipalities, says City Manager Diane Foster. It reflects about a 30% discount over a typical mover, she says. Plus, this professional mover, Bailey Moving, is experienced in moving libraries, apparently a market niche. Mayor Jack Thomas says the nearly $94,000 price tag is hopefully the outside cost.
And hopefully it will be less than that. I think that's probably a lower number than was initially budgeted for this. And it's expensive to move libraries. They're complex. You have to be very careful about the documents.
When the library moved from the Miners Hospital to the newly remodeled Carl Winter School in the early 90s, there was a book brigade with scores of volunteers handing books, several at a time, from person to person. Mayor Thomas says they plan to hold another book brigade.
We'll have a ceremonial movement of books, and we'll announce that a little bit later. But, you know, I think we'd like to recreate that event where we actually physically move a certain percentage of the books to the Miners Hospital, as we've done before.
That's Park City Mayor Jack Thomas. Again, the move out of the Park City Library for the renovation will begin on May 12th. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.